Hey everyone, Jay Carter here, and welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation. Now, I know what you're thinking. Another mental health podcast? Seriously? Trust me on this one, friends. This isn't your typical meditate for 20 minutes or journal your feelings spiel. We're diving deep into the real nitty-gritty, how to actually take care of your mental well-being in a world that throws more curveballs than a pro baseball game. Because let's be real, life is hectic. Between work deadlines, family commitments, social pressures, and just trying to keep up with the news cycle, which feels like it's constantly on fire, our minds are running on overdrive. And when your mind is fried, everything else in your life suffers. So, how do we tap out of this mental mayhem? How do we protect our precious peace of mind? I'm here to break it down with 5 actionable takeaways that you can start implementing today. First up, awareness is your superpower. Seriously, the first step to taking care of anything is knowing what's going on. Pay attention to how you feel throughout the day. Are you constantly on edge? Feeling overwhelmed by small tasks? Do you find yourself snapping at loved ones more often than usual? These are all red flags that your mental health needs some TLC. You know that feeling when you're just drained, like you've run a marathon and haven't even finished the starting line? That's your body screaming for a break. Next, ditch the superhuman act. We live in a society where it's almost glorified to be constantly busy, always productive, never taking a break. But let me tell you something. You are human, not a machine. It's okay to say no, to delegate tasks, and to prioritize your well-being. Remember, resting is not lazy. It's essential for your mental and physical health. Speaking of rest, schedule it in. Just like you schedule meetings and appointments, schedule time for self-care. This could be anything from taking a walk in nature, to reading a good book, to simply having a hot bath. Find activities that genuinely relax and recharge you, and make them a non-negotiable part of your week. Now, let's talk about connection. Humans are social creatures by nature, and we need meaningful connections to thrive. Reach out to friends and family, engage in conversations that spark joy, and build relationships that support your well-being. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Sharing your experiences can be incredibly healing. Finally, celebrate the small wins. Every day, there are opportunities to practice self-care and nurture your mental health. Acknowledge these moments, even the seemingly insignificant ones, and celebrate your progress. A little appreciation goes a long way in boosting your mood and keeping you motivated. Ever feel like your mind is a runaway train? Like you're constantly on edge, juggling a million things at once? You know that feeling when you just need a break, but you can't seem to find the time or energy? That's exactly what I experienced last month. I had a major work deadline looming, my family was in town, and I felt like I was running on fumes. One day, I snapped at my partner over something completely trivial. It was a wake-up call. I knew I needed to prioritize my mental health before I burned out completely. So, I started implementing these tips. I scheduled daily walks, made time for phone calls with friends, and even took an extra hour to just relax in the evenings. It wasn't easy at first, but I slowly started feeling a shift. My anxiety levels decreased, my energy increased, and I was able to tackle my workload with a clearer mind. Remember, taking care of your mental health isn't selfish, it's essential. It's about investing in yourself so you can show up as your best self for the people and things that matter most. So, let's recap. Be aware of your emotional state, ditch the superhuman act, schedule time for self-care, prioritize connections with loved ones, and celebrate those small wins. Now, it's your turn to take action. Share this episode with a friend who might need to hear these words. Leave a review if you found it helpful, or head over to our social media page to join the conversation. Remember, we're all in this together, and even small steps can make a big difference. Until next time, stay grounded, stay positive, and keep tapping out of that mental mayhem.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.